Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, September the 6th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about a very, 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 very important topic. They all are important, but this one is ranks up there with all of these topics that we are discussing. We're talking about knowing and growing. There is a big gap between knowing and growing. So you know certain things so that way you can grow in a certain way. So your life experiences have been given to you as a gift from the gods, if you want to use that term, or from the big G. And so everything that happens in your life, again, count it all joy for, again, knowing that the various trials and temptations work it for your patience. And so we have these events, but knowing and growing is two different things. Living and learning is two different things. A lot of people live, but they don't learn. I'm one of those people. I've been around for a long time, but I'm still repeating some of the same lessons. So what causes a person to keep going around the mulberry bush? What causes a person to keep repeating the same problems? What is it that prevents us from growing from what we know? You see, most people want their own version of the truth, not the truth. It's very hard to find people that want to learn or live and learn. Most people are living, but they're not learning. And I'm one of those people. So when I examine my own life, when I examine myself, and I see that, okay, something's not right. Something's not, you know, like they're saying, you know, the couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic. I got a picnic, I packed my lunch, but I'm missing some sandwiches. You know, the light's on, but it's not burning at its full capacity. And I don't like that. I don't like being alive and not living. If I'm in a position, and I am, to make choices and decisions that's going to make my life better and also have a positive impact on other people's lives, I have to figure out what's going on in my own life. How can I help anybody else if I can't help myself? How can I teach you how to swim if I don't know how to swim? And if I do know how to swim, how can I teach you how to swim while standing on the shore and you're in the water? That's why I say you never follow somebody that's not in the water with you. If someone has already arrived, they was in the water, but they got out the water, but you're still in the water, but they're telling you how to get out of the water, they got to get wet too. But there's a lot of gurus out there, they don't want to get wet. A lot of teachers out there, they don't want to get in the water. So they tell you, get out of the water, brother. Are they telling you how to swim? And so they are giving you great advice, but they ain't in the water. So therefore, their experience is based upon on the depth of the water that they had the experience. Excuse me. Their experience is based upon the temperature. Temperature of the water may be colder. The current may be faster. The clarity of the water may be muddier. So when I learned how to swim, it may be different from when you learned how to swim. So you should not take advice from somebody who's not in the water, because their experience, although very great and very good, may be different. But I'm in the water today. I don't know about y'all. I'm in the water, deep in the water. So I got to engage in a developmental activity. Now, but before I engage in a developmental activity to energize and to fertilize my growth, I need to find out, because otherwise I'm going to get out and get right back in. That's what I've been doing. I get out the water, get back in the water. Get out the water, get back in the water. Get out the water, get back in the water. Can anybody relate? Or am I the only one? Am I the Long Ranger? I think I'm not the only one. Now, your water, your experience, your situation may be different, but it's still water. You're still repeating. You're still living, but you're not learning. You're still here, but you're not present. You're still eating, but you're still dying of starvation because you're eating something that has no nutritional value. But the question is why? See, again, everybody can tell you what, but how many people can tell you why? Let me tell you why. Why are you not growing? Why am I not growing faster? Why am I living? I've been on this planet 50-plus years, and I'm still making the mistakes of somebody that's in their 21. Why? Why am I not learning? See, everybody tell me, hey, Doc, man, you're not learning, dude. People in my family will say, hey, man, but man, you know, weren't you in this financial issue last year? Weren't you having these same problems 2 years ago? Didn't you get your car repoed, you know, last month? And it's now you're behind on the car again? Like, what's going on, man? Why your life is always in shambles? See, many of us, we want to live, but we don't want to learn. Again, This message is for me. I just invite y'all along to listen. Maybe as I beat myself up, a couple of these nuggets may actually apply to your life as well. But see, I'm not beating myself up because I don't have an agenda. I beat myself up so I don't repeat the freaking process because I'm tired of going around the mulberry bush. I don't know about you. I like the freaking children in the desert in Egypt who wandered around for 40 years on a journey. Now, this is a true story. They was in the desert for 40 years on a journey based upon the map that takes less than 30 days. Let me let that sink in. This is my life story. I don't want your life to be like mine, man. I don't want you to wake up and be 50-plus years old, and then you realize that you've been on a freaking journey for 40 years that could have took you 30 days. So you wasted, I've wasted 40 years because of I'm not willing to freaking listen. When God, I be crying and begging and praying, God, please help me, God, blowing snot everywhere, knees all scarred up, begging and asking God, did God send people into my life? And what do? Yeah, run them off. You see, man, if you're tired of learning, that means that you're tired of living. I don't know about you, but I want to be around to see my children, you know, get married and play with my grandkids. And I still got a lot of living left. So therefore, I need to suck it up. Because if you're living, you're learning. You can't live and not learn. Just because you're living does not mean that you're not learning. That the lessons are being applied, but you are not ascertaining them. You're not absorbing them. So how do you apply everything that you've learned from all of your years of learning? You've been on this planet for 21 years, you know, 20 years, you know, 50 years, 30 years, 60 years, however long you've been on the planet. And all this stuff that you've been going through, and so that way you know exactly what not to do. But you keep going through, and you're still not knowing what not to do. But the reason that you keep going through, the reason that you keep going through is your life path number. Somebody needs to write that down. You see, I've been doing all these shows, and I always talk about, and I've done many shows on the dark side of giftedness, but I never really talk about where the rubber meets the road, because I really don't like, you know, airing my dirty laundry out. Contrary to popular belief, people think I like coming in and say, man, Doc, you know, every once in a while I get a text or email or a phone call and, hey, Doc, man, you all right, brother? I heard the last message, man, and it, I just want to check on you, make sure you're all right. Yeah, I'm doing good, brother, sisters. I'm living the dream. But my dream could be better. In fact, it's going to get better. How's it going to get better? I'm going to make it better. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to sing kumbaya. I'm not going to start no prayer vigil. I'm not going to take up no offering. I'm not going to start no, you know, GoFundMe account. I'm not going to go stand on the corner and ask for no freaking charity. I ain't going to borrow no money. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to put my freaking pants on, my big boy drawers on, and I'm going to freaking figure it out. And I suggest you do the same thing, because guess what? We're going to figure it out together. I'm not going to let you fall by the wayside. In fact, I refuse to let anybody supporting my group fall by the wayside. So we're going to figure it out together, or they're going to exit stage left. And it's interesting because I've learned in my experiences that you never, ever have to, quote, unquote, you know, do some of the crazy crap I've been doing. If you grow, people automatically fall off because they don't want to grow. Or like me, we are happy being unhappy. Isn't it crazy? It's crazy as hell that people, well, let me rephrase that, that I was happy being unhappy. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. So you're walking around and you act like you're happy, but deep down inside in your heart, you know you ain't happy. Because your heart, you ain't living according to your heart chakra. You're living according to your life path. Now, you should be saying, well, hold up, Doc, hold up, time out. Didn't you tell me we're supposed to live according to our life path? Absolutely. The positive aspects of it. You do know that your life path, everybody has four, really five, what they call karma or challenge numbers in your life path that tells you exactly what you're going to experience in your life. It is so exact that after doing almost 5,000 of these, told me this is not correct. Every problem, if you want to know what your any problem that's in your life, you want to know exactly what your problem is, just read your Dear Kinnear report. If you don't have one, you might want to order one yesterday because all of your problems are in there. Let's talk about one of mine. Now, I'm a six. Now, you can go to Google. Anybody want to know anything about me, just type in life path number six. And if you want to know how to play me like a fiddle, all you got to do is know this information. But see, most people don't understand it. See, you people can read this stuff, and they don't really understand what it means. Because if you look at the six, a six number is just their nurturers. But if you read my Dear Kinnear report or anybody that's life path six, it says something that's very important. The first sentence says, if you are a man that is a life path number six, you have a desire to rescue damsels in distress. Then it says, if you are a woman, it's a life path number six, and every female that I know that's a life path number six, bar none, not yet, 50 plus years on the planet, I've never run across a female that is a life path number six that doesn't have this problem. 50 plus years on the planet, I've never run across a male that's a life path number six that don't have this problem. Men, we rescue damsels in distress. Women, they are mothers. They bring out the little boy in their men. If you are a female, and if you are the number six, you will find that you probably are married to a boy and not a man. If you're like me, if you're like child number six, you'll find out that you're probably married to, you're probably dating, or you always go after, or you always fall for damsels in distress. What is the problem with doing that? The problem is that the damsel that you think is in distress, they're not in distress, homie. Do you think every damsel in distress is actually in distress? So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because, you know, I don't know if y'all have pimped the game yet. You know, I'm a little slow. It takes me a while to get it, but when I get it, I get it. Unfortunately, I got short-term memory, so I'm also a three, because the number six is three. Number six is three threes. I'm sorry, two threes. Now, I also have the number nine. Now, the number nine is three threes. Then I also have the number three, so I'm not a six. Really, I'm a three, and so if you don't know anything about a three, let me tell you, now this is my problem. Now, I want you to read your own number. Now, if you don't know, all you do is just take your date of birth. You don't have to buy my Dear Kinnear report for $300. I highly recommend it because I'm going to have a whole lot more stuff in that. Now, I'm just giving you a part of the puzzle. There's a whole lot of other issues you got to work with, too. But I'm telling you the number one issue. Just take your life path number and read it. It's going to tell you every problem that you have in your life. Now, the number three, these people, like me, are highly creative and self-expressive. Now, I know nobody that don't know me. Go to my Facebook page, you're going to see somebody that's highly creative and self-expressive. You're going to see me posting videos. I'm on Facebook with no shirt. I'm on Facebook standing on my head. I'm on Facebook swimming. I'm on Facebook at the gym. I'm picking on social media. I'm like, I'm running for a damn president or something. I know, hey, I like me some me. I love expressing myself. What does it say? Number three. Number three is the most self-expressive, but it's creative expression. Oh, yeah. How many books I got again? I thought counting at 50. I don't even know how many books I got. How many audio shows? I got over 1,000. I could do a show every day. I could do a show on a different topic pretty much on the hour. I could start a 24/7, if I didn't have to sleep. I could do a 24/7, 365 program, and almost every hour we'd have a different topic to talk about. And I could run. I could do that probably till Jesus comes back. The number three is the most abundant of creative energy on the planet. The number three is also the most communicative in both written and verbal. Number threes are usually poets, actors, writers, artists, communicators, radio broadcasters, singers, performers, counselors, teachers. Number threes are extremely optimistic. They're the most positive people on the planet. Problem with the number three, all of this creativity and no stick-ativity. Threes, we can't finish shiznits. Oh, we can start. We'll start something all day, every day. But ask the three, what has he done through completion? I went into, now, 50-plus jobs. Went into the military, got out. Went into law enforcement, quit. Went into corrections, making good money. Supermax prison, cush job. All I have to do is just show up and push the button. And they want to go out, I just push the button and open the cell and close the cell. I wasn't a rover. I was a pod officer. I did a rover for a little while. That means I sat in the pod. I wasn't in the cell with the dude. My life wasn't that dangerous unless it was a freaking complete riot. And then they had to get through, you know, a freaking 10-inch thick steel door to get to me. So all I had to do was show up. Easy money. What I do? Quit. I don't even know. Post office, quit. UPS, quit. Most jobs I've had, people would kill for. When I tell people the jobs I had, they say, you did what? What? Why'd you quit again? I was bored, man. Dude, I was like, you know, hey, I was a post office operating a mail, you know, making, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a year, you know, putting mail, watching mail go through this machine. Now, the machines do all the work. You just stand there. And it was a union job. I couldn't get fired. Okay, how many post office employees? It's like the government. Them fools don't get fired. You can do anything. You can kill somebody. They said the union won that. The guy, it was self-defense. They could have got you on camera killing somebody. They won't fire you because it's union. I don't know if you ever work for the union or not. Yeah, pretty much guaranteed check. What I do, quit. So if I did it that many times, obviously I ain't learned shiznits. Because you would think after number 30, I would have saw the light, but I didn't see the light. So I'm a little harder on myself. There's nobody that can be harder on myself than I've been harder on me. So if people come up and tell me, hey, I get these emails, Doc, you're an idiot. Come on, man. Tell me something I don't know. If I see you on the street, man, I'm going to really do get in line. So, again, I'm not saying this because I know I don't have, and I remember I'm a three. What's the three's problem? Eternal optimism. So when I actually should be a little concerned, I'm not. I don't have that capacity. Because unfortunately for the three, if we do go bad, we do go dark, we don't come back. Threes do not have the option of having a bad day. I already know that because I did it once, and yeah, I almost died, almost ended up in prison. But I don't want to go dark. I can't afford, but see, again, that's why I'm not learning. You got to know why you're not learning. Why am I not learning again? Because I'm a six. When you 3 plus 3, because I'm a 33-6. Now, I could have been a 4. I could have been a 42-6. The last two digits of the number that you add together that gives you the single-digit number is almost as important as the single-digit number. So if you add up all the letters, all the numbers in your name, the numbers in your date of birth, and it comes to 42. So 4 plus 2 is 6. So you're not a 33. You're not a 3. So everything I said about 3 doesn't apply to you. Unless you do one of the other numbers and it comes up as a 3. So let me make sure, because I'm getting, this is going to be a two-part message, because I'm going to lay down why. Everybody tells me what. What? What's happening? I'm not learning. Why aren't you learning? I don't know. Everybody, I do counseling for a living. So people tell me, say, man, I don't know why I keep attracting these kind of people into my life, Doc. And that's what the girls say. And the men's like, you know, Brother Will, you know, I want to be a man, dog. You know what I'm saying? I want to try to hold down for my family, man. And I just can't, man. I just can't, you know. I just don't know how to do it, man. I want to be the man, man. It's just interesting. All men, myself included, all men, we want our women to treat us like men, but we freaking act like boys. Man, if you want to be treated like a man, you can step up to the plate and freaking be a man. Willie, I'm talking to me. I'm not talking to you. Nobody listen to this show. I'm talking to my freaking self. I'll get an ego problem in a minute. Woman, oh, you said, you freaking woman, you disrespecting me. Shit, I'm going to pack my shit and leave. Hell, Negro, if you want to be a man, step up to the plate and be a man. Men, if you want to be a freaking man, if you want the respect of your woman, you got to act like a man. You can't act like a boy. The girl paying for everything, you just, all you do is show up there and eat and sleep, and you want to be treated like a man? I mean, you better get a life. That's not how it works, homie. You treat it exactly the way you act it. So if you're going to be a boy, don't get pissed off if you get treated like one. Just take the bottle, put your pamper on, and go sit in the corner. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking to nobody. Again, this is my message, especially today. Most of these messages apply to a lot of other people, but today, today's message only applies to me. I just want you guys to listen because, again, you may know somebody that might be in this position. What position? They living life, man. They living like they living the dream. But they ain't learning shizness. They're violating four principles. One, religion. Two, race. Three, nationality. Four, family. Those four things I violated. I violated religion. I violated my moral code. I violated my race. I violated my nationality. I'm not talking about an American. I'm not talking about African American. I'm talking about spiritual. And I violated my family. But the question is, again, why? Everybody can tell you what, but how many people can tell you why? Let me make sure you understand the depth of this. You see, women seek love. Men seek power. So in exchange, there should be an exchange going on, but they're not. Because now power, again, not only is, you know, psychological power, men and women, but it's also financial. So men, if you want to be recognized, a woman is not going to give up her life and her love for you unless you are a man. And to be a man, you must be the provider and the protector of the home. You must have the position. You must be in the position to be able to create an environment that is safe for the woman to be a woman. Let me say that again. Men, if you want your woman to respect you, you must be in a position to be able to make it safe for her to put her guard down and say, I'm going to trust you, Negro. If it's not safe, the woman is going to treat you like a freaking boy because she don't trust you. Why don't she trust you? Because you're not trustable. Why not you're not trustable? Because you're not authentic. If you got a job, you got no way to provide and protect for you. You can't protect yourself. You can't provide for yourself, and you want a woman to put her life in your hands, and you're wondering why she's doing better than you. She makes better choices and better decisions than you. Because why? She ain't stupid. But you got to know why. Men, especially black men. I'm talking to the brothers right now. I don't know about the other races. You know, I'm a black man. I never saw this behavior modeled in front of me. All my dad, brothers, everybody had two or three women on the track. None of them Negroes had a consistent job. Supposed to have one. But, hey, I'm 50-plus years old, homie. Ain't time out for the excuses. But why? Why is this the case? Why, after 50-plus years on the planet, I'm still going around, just like the children of Egypt, walking around in the desert 40 years on a journey that takes 30 days? So it takes me 40 years to learn a lesson that takes everybody else 30 days. What? Why did it do that at? I think I'd been drinking some purple Kool-Aid or something. If I had a 2x4, I would hit myself in the head. It's an atrocity. See, a man does not care for stuff that he can't own. Let me say that again. This is a smoking gun. Why are you not successful? More successful. Let me talk about myself. Why would I grow? I don't own nothing. A man doesn't take care of nothing he doesn't own. So if he doesn't feel, now what establishes ownership? You see a man and he don't take care of his woman? Why? The woman don't belong to him. You see a man got children, he don't take care of his children? Why? In his head, the children don't belong to him. You see, women are, they will surrender their power in exchange for love. Women are the heart, men are the head. But most women have to be the heart and the head because the man ain't got no power. Now, if you're a black man, you got the police against you, you got the government against you, you got, you know, organized or institutionalized racism against you, you got the psychological effects of slavery against you. So you got a lot of stuff against you, but that ain't no excuse. Really, that ain't no excuse. That's the excuse I've been telling myself. Now, I'm damn near 60 years old. So I can't be walking around here crying over spilled milk that happened when I was 12. So if I want to be the man in a relationship, because no woman is going to give me their heart if I don't got no head. Men, we still have our head screwed on right, especially if you're my age. So if I'm still going around the mulberry bush at damn near 60 years old, I'm not learning. And if I know it, I'm not applying it. Because if you know, you should grow. That's how you tell somebody to know something. People come to me all the time and say, man, I'm a Christian, brother. I know this. Or I know I'm a mechanic. Or I know. Really? Well, if you know, you should grow. If you know, you should grow. Now, there's a lot of people that do know, but they still don't grow. The reason that they know and they don't grow is because they haven't addressed what I just told you, which is the why. They know what, but they don't know why. Women, your man that you got, yeah, he a boy. You know why he's a boy? Because nobody told him why he's still a boy. And remember, men will be boys because the woman is enabling him. How do women enable men to be boys? Because they treat them like they would treat their sons. I don't want my wife to treat me like her son. I'm not a boy. I'm a man. I need responsibility. Trash needs to go out. If you got to tell me to take the trash out, something's wrong. Her car should be washed. She got to tell me to, you know, I should open the car door for her. I should be the first one to volunteer to pay the guard to eat. I should be picking the bills. Now, can I do that all the time? Maybe not. Maybe not in the financial position to do that, but that's my goal in life. I should be pursuing that dream to be the provider and the protector. If some dude walked through my house getting at my, if that's a confrontation, oh man, you got to walk through me first, homie. That might be easy to do, but you got to go through me first. My wife shouldn't be the one handling the conflict. If she is, I'm a boy. But why am I a boy? Because of my life path number. What is it about the life path number? Mine, I'm a 6. So I spent all of my life rescuing underdogs. I'm for the underdog. I rescue damsels in distress. The problem is they ain't in distress. It's a trick. It's a con. So all my life I get conned because I'm always trying to save somebody. I'm always trying to nurture somebody. I'm always trying to care for somebody. I just told you guys, I was doing it on Facebook just 2 days ago, calling me out my name, telling me, here, man, I bought your products and you didn't deliver on your products, sir. I sent this fool 50 books, 2,000 shows, and he going to go on Facebook and blast me because he's missing 2 or 3 shows or something that's in there, but he can't freaking find them. And I gave him a $5,000 package for $100. Who's the idiot? Yeah, me. Why did I do that? I want to love everybody. I want to, you know, kumbaya. I want to come and hug. I want to nurture. I want to save the world. You know what I'm saying? I want to save the whales. I want to hug the trees. And Brother Jasper, when you see me, man, hit me in the head with a freaking 2x4, bro. Wake my ass up. Don't nobody need no damn saving. If they do, it is not my job. Somebody needs to send me a T-shirt that says, Doc, nobody needs saving. Because for some reason or another, get that out of my freaking head. First time somebody comes along and they say, oh, Doc, you know, I had a bad day yesterday. Oh, really? What can I do that? I stop everything to go help somebody. I ain't got 2 nickels to rub together myself, but I'm going to go save somebody. The devil ain't stupid. He knows you got a heart of gold, so he's going to use that man against you. Same thing when I worked in the prison. You know, the inmates care about freaking your weakness. The inmates didn't care about your weakness. The inmates know, they want to know your strength. What's your strength, homie? They're going to take your strength, and they're going to stab you in the back with it and twist the blade. Trust me. I saw it. I ain't read about it in no freaking book. That's why I got my happy-go-lucky behind up out of there. Otherwise, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you today. So knowing is growing. But just because you know, that doesn't automatically mean that you're going to grow. So the way that you grow is you got to take a pause for the cause. So tomorrow, we've established what, we've established why. So tomorrow, we're going to establish how. So what I am learning, I know a lot of stuff. I got 50 books. I got 1,000. I know a lot of stuff, but I ain't growing. Why? The reason I ain't growing because things come into my life, and I get sidetracked because I'm a sidetracked because I'm a three. So I'm very creative. I'm just like, you know, squirrel. Squirrel goes by, stop everything, you know. A woman goes by with 2 kids, and she's single. Squirrel. I want to go give her a ride. I'm going to go buy her groceries. I'm going to go. Now, I got a wife that needs my attention, but I want to go and help out Susie Q. What the? Where do you do that at over here? Somebody please hit me in the head with a 2x4. Plus years, and I still ain't got it? That's my life path number. Unfortunately, it's in my DNA. So I'm not going to remove it. I got to be aware of it. But once you're aware of it, what's next? Tomorrow, we break down how am I going to get past my flaw and how are you going to get past yours. Brothers and sisters, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to get it right, man. I'm slow, but I'm going to get it right. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.